Welcome to Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. And today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment. To love yourself, to love others, to accept what is in the present moment. As well, to cause and create oneness inside and out. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer and meditation, followed by my special guest, Desiree Mirharuni, nutritional coach and speaker. She's also the author of Confessions of a Sexy Belly. That should be interesting. And her website is actually the same, www.confessionsofasexybelly.com. As well, you can gain more awareness about her by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. But for now, let us unite together. Wherever you are, know that we are one. As we collect our consciousness together, as we bring our presence in the moment together, we know that we are one with all that there is, that we are not separate, that God and the divine is within us, in our hearts, in our souls, guiding us, loving us, directing us moment by moment. I invite you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, to attune yourself to this love, to attune yourself to the oneness, to attune yourself to all the attributes within the life of all that there is, that you would like to express through your creative, intelligent self, through your wisdom self, through your true self in the present moment. I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath now. And exhale with an ah. Again, another deep cleansing breath in. And exhale with an ah. With each breath in and out, feeling yourself more and more relaxed and more in the present moment. And yet awake. And one more breath in. And exhaling with an ah again. I really want you to be here with us because we're going to have a fabulous show. So we all have resolutions. We all have declared all of our resolutions. We have written down all of our resolutions. We have meditated. We have prayed. We have dreamt about all of our resolutions. And so I ask you, how is your resolution for this year going along? Are you in harmony with your resolution? Are you still on track? Has life caused you to be disempowered? Are you still here? Are you still one with all that there is and all of your intentions and commitments to your own resolution and to your own word of truth? And if not, please don't. Please do not judge and condemn yourself. Please do not punish yourself. Please accept what is and simply move on again with a new resolution, with a new commitment, with a new intention, with a new desire to fulfill your true self in the now. Knowing that you can always start fresh within the realm of all possibilities, the possibility of renewing, refreshing, your commitment is always possible. If you have gone off track, know that in this moment, with your true intention and putting your own attention on your resolution, using your will and reason, you can do so. Never ever give up. Never ever give up on your true self. Never ever give up on your soul. Always allowing yourself to be harmonious with God, the divine, and all that there is. In this moment of gratitude and appreciation, we thank the divine, the universe, all that there is. Whatever term you have for this higher power, creative source, intelligent source, light, we are grateful for all that you have given us, for all the possibilities, for all the beautiful people, for our health, our happiness, our safety, our clothes, our shelter. Every single thing that we have in our lives, for our support, for our teachers, for our helpers, we are so grateful. to know that we are provided for. We know that you are supporting us. The light of God is always within us as we are open and receptive. We declare in this moment that we love you, God. We love you, allness, the universe. We love our souls as the perfect emanation of God, knowing that the power within is the power of God. And we cherish this power, knowing that the love of God is inside us at all times. We cherish this love. And we choose to share this love as compassion, as kindness, as generosity, as understanding, as being present with one another without any judgment, with what is simply is the moment. As we connect one to another, you and I connecting, our guest and I connecting, our guest and you and all of us connecting to each other, we know that we are not alone. Support is all around us. As we release this moment for our highest, highest, and greatest good to the universe, we know that the outcome is perfect for right where we are in our lives. We are grateful. We know this to be the truth, and we say, and so it is, amen. I encourage you to take another deep cleansing breath in. And exhaling with an ah. And allowing yourself again to be in the now. Without any attachment to the past or the future. And any thoughts that come by, simply acknowledging our thoughts. Without any resistance, without any fighting. Everything is. Everything is because we're going to have a fantastic, wonderful, inspiring show with our guest. Again, let me introduce our guest, Desiree Mirharuni. She's a nutritional coach, speaker. She's the author of Confessions of a Sexy Belly. Her website is www.confessionsofasexybelly.com as well as www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. And right now, I'm going to welcome our guest, Desiree. Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you very much for being on our show today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I appreciate it. So, Desiree, we know that one of the resolutions that people have is to have a healthy diet, to lose weight. And do it with ease and grace. So you being a nutritional coach here as our guide, tell us how, first of all, how you started in this path of eating healthy and practicing nutrition.
Well, I'm very passionate about food. I love to eat. And so I started in my undergraduate studies, studying nutrition and exploring the supermarket and looking at all the different food products out there. I was so fascinated by, you know, food and how you can eat healthy, and it wasn't just about losing weight for me, but it was about leading a healthy lifestyle and learning how to maintain a healthy weight. So I started taking nutrition courses and learning about different diets, and I did research at UCLA Center for Human Nutrition, and I learned that it's not about restrictive dieting, but it's about intuitive eating and listening to your body's cravings.
I love that. I appreciate what you're saying. I'm intuitive healer myself, so I know the power of intuition. So you mean that when we're confronted by some delicious food, let's say at a party where there's a vast, colorful array of desserts and all kinds of carbohydrates and proteins, and they're all speaking to you, eat me, I'm delicious, I'm delicious, I'm going to help you with your emotions, right? You're stressed, eat me, eat me.
Right. So that's exactly what I talk about, having a positive relationship with food and being able to control your emotional cravings. So exactly like you were saying, when we're under stress or we're tired or we're bored or we're at a social event, we have all these triggers that cause us to want to eat foods, different kinds of foods, especially foods that are high in sugar. So I usually say that if you feel a craving for, you know, something sweet or something that you would consider sinful, then wait about 15 minutes and see if you still have that craving. And if you do, you should honor that craving and, you know, consume the food that your body is telling you that it wants. But always eat everything in moderation. So it's not about eliminating foods. It's more about, you know, having everything in small amounts or in moderation.
So are you saying that eating, for example, cookies and chocolates and candy and all that, is that aligned with your teachings and your belief system?
Well, most nutritionists say that stay away from all of those products, anything that has sugar in it. I am for substituting instead of eliminating. So there are a lot of products that are healthier alternatives to what you would want. There are many cookies, brownies, ice cream that are made with less sugar and that are healthier for you. So I wouldn't say, you know, don't eat any of those kind of products.
Right. As I was visiting your website, www.confessionsofasexybelly, I noticed that you actually have alternatives for the more fattening?
The more fattening, the higher calorie counterparts.
Right.
And the Confessions of a Sexy Belly website features a sample chapter. That's probably what you were looking at, and
yes,
that's the dessert chapter, because many of us have a sweet tooth. So I decided to share the sample chapter on dessert, and it's exactly what the book does. It gives the exact healthy alternative for the food that you would want from anything, whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, beverages, cocktails, breads, bars, fast food. It covers all convenient food products.
I think that's great. I encourage all of our listeners to visit. There's some beautiful information there. So you have written a book. It's called Confessions of a Sexy Belly. Where did this name come from? It's very provocative. No, it's very cute. I like it.
Thank
sexy
you.
Belly. Tell us about it, all of our listeners.
Well, Confessions of a Sexy Belly is a guide to slimming down with healthy alternatives for the foods you crave. And I came up with the idea as I was going about the supermarket. It was something that I would always do. Anytime that I had free time, I would go to the supermarket, look at different products, and I would come home, and I would be so excited about these products that were lower in calories but just tasted very good. And I thought, why not share it with everybody? Share it with the world. You know, share all these products that are tasty yet don't, you know, add pounds to our bodies. So that was the way that the book came about. And the book features all these products as well as nutrition tips and cute comments about the products.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically the gist of the book.
And is your book ready for our listeners to purchase?
The book is not ready. It will be out in a couple months. But before that, I have an audio series coming out next month. So
you
that will be coming out before.
That. This is having a positive relationship with food, eat your way to lose your weight now. Again, Confessions of a Sexy Belly. Briefly tell us about your CDs.
So the CDs are part of a Helpful Belly audio series. And those are the three titles that you just mentioned that come in this series. And they're all guides to helping you lose your weight and feel great about yourselves. And it's not about restrictive dieting, but it's showing different ways to be able to eat what you want, yet lose your weight and maintain the weight loss. Because we all know that after dieting for a certain amount of time, we end up becoming, you know, fed up and deprived, and we eventually gain more weight than we had started before dieting. So these CDs will help you lose weight in a fun manner and introduce you to different ways to deal with emotional hunger and with emotional eating.
Right. And how long are your CDs?
They're each 20 minutes.
Each 20 minutes. And how do you encourage the listeners to listen to these CDs? In a quiet, peaceful place, or can they do it while they're driving?
You can do it anywhere, while you're driving, while you're working out, while you're at home. It's suitable because it is fun, and I give fun, cute stories while I'm speaking on the CD. So it's not something where you'd have to sit in a quiet place.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So it's not just a, it's not a meditation CD.
No, it's not a meditation CD.
Informative information.
It's information in a motivational way.
Mhm. Mhm. Beautiful. And for all of our listeners, again, we're speaking to Desiree Mirharuni. Her website is www.confessionsofasexybelly.com. And do you have an email address, or how can the listeners contact you if they have some?
Sure. My email address is desireplusE. Once again, that's desireplusE, D-E-S-I-R-E-P-L-U-S-E, at AOL.com.
Beautiful. Fantastic. All of our listeners, Desiree is a nutritional coach. And if I may say so, you're a young one.
Yes.
You start young. Can you tell us how old you are?
I am 24 years old.
At 24 years old. She's a coach. She's written a book, created 3 CDs. That's magnificent. We know that you're on the right path and coaching all of us. So going back, Desiree, to all of our resolutions of eating healthy, you know, and really having a wonderful, as you say, a positive relationship with food. Now, a lot of people have written their resolutions, and today is, what, the 11th?
Yes.
The 11th, and they may have gone off track, started binging because of stress, because of, you know what I know for myself, Desiree, and the listeners, sometimes when I don't sleep well at night, I tend to overeat the next day.
So I would call you a tired eater. That's why it's important to get 8 hours of sleep a night. And when you do feel tired the next day, if you didn't get that 8 hours of sleep and you find yourself, you know, sneaking into your kitchen to get some food to give you that energy boost.
Yes, yes, that's me.
That's you. So, yeah, that's exactly what I talk about at my seminars and on the audio CD, having a positive relationship with food. And I would give you a solution to when you're tired. So instead of going after food, it's important to try to get the 8 hours of sleep, and if not, you know, make sure that you're getting your vitamins. And when you are tired, instead of going for food, I would recommend going for like a brisk walk to wake yourself up.
And that's great insight for me. Because, yeah, this doesn't happen to me often, but when it does, it's out of control. I just eat all day, and I'm sure really that if it happens to one person, there are listeners out there that may be experiencing the same thing. So again, going back to the resolution, it keeps coming back to me to touch on this. Now, for the people that keep going off of their resolutions and they feel worse about it and they tend to overeat, what guidance do you have for them in the now, right here, right now? They don't have your book, they don't have your CDs, they have you to listen to right now.
Well, first off, I would say don't be hard on yourself. And don't punish yourself if you have gone off your dieting plans. And, you know, I believe that the reason behind maybe feeling deprived or cheating on your diet, as they say, is because, you know, you're probably going on a really restrictive diet. You know, at first when we're starting a diet, we feel very empowered. We're like, yes, we're going to lose all our weight. We're not going to have, you know, any sweets. We're going to exercise, you know, every single day. And you're setting very, very unattainable goals for yourself when you're, you know, trying to reach and aim high. So I would say start small. Start with baby steps. You know, say, okay, I'm going to limit my dessert intake to a couple times a week, or I'm going to try to eat, you know, healthier kinds of desserts, and I'm going to try to work out, you know, 3 or 4 times a week rather than every single day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Moderation and being balanced, right?
Exactly. Having a balanced diet and exercising regularly. But beyond that, if you switch your focus from, you know, losing weight and, you know, having your ideal body to wanting to lead a healthy lifestyle, it would be much easier for the weight loss to happen. Because instead of focusing on, you know, your weight and how you look, you're focusing on how you feel. And, you know, when you eat well and you're eating healthy foods, your energy level goes up and you feel great about yourself.
Absolutely.
My recommendation is to focus on the way you're feeling.
Right. Unfortunately, Desiree, and, you know, the listeners, this society that we live in is focused so much on the outlook, the physical, how do we look, you know,
right.
How much do we weigh. And if I don't know, you know, the clothes are getting tighter and tighter and shorter and shorter, and there's so much competition. within and without, actually. And so in your opinion, how does self-love, self-esteem, self-respect, how does that work in with healthy eating and self-image here?
Well, if we love ourselves, then we'd want to put nutritious foods in our bodies. And when we have love for ourselves, then we won't go after unhealthy foods. A lot of times when we're searching for love, it's, you know, we go and we start to overeat because of the feelings of maybe loneliness or, you know, unacceptance. So that's going back to being an emotional eater. And I would correlate having a positive relationship with food and healthy eating with love in the terms that if we love ourselves, then we're going to want to put good food in our body and
right.
respect, you know, what our body is telling us.
Right, right. That's why I really encourage meditation. All of you beautiful listeners out there, meditation will calm our nerves and bring us into the present, bring us into our own bodies so we can really realize who we are, what we're all about, so that we don't really look for love outside of ourselves. You know, love is everywhere, but we really need to be attuned to ourselves and respect ourselves and know that we are worthy and deserving of living a healthy, happy, joyful, well-being life, right?
Right. And I also encourage accepting your body as it is now,
mm-hmm.
not thinking about, oh, I'm going to love myself and accept myself when I'm 20 pounds lighter, but loving and accepting your body now. If you have curves, love your curves. If you have a, you know, a round booty, a nice booty, accept your booty. And that way you'll feel great about yourself and, you know, you'll lose weight and feel, you know, great then too. But just accept your body at any weight.
Right, right. Sometimes it's hard for people to accept who they are because they're being so judged by, you know, the outside. And as well, kids that are overweight in school, they're being judged, they're being harassed, they're being made fun of. So what do you say about that, that at that age, you know, let's say 10, 12, it's a little bit harder for the kids to accept themselves for who they are. Do you have any suggestions?
Right, it's very difficult, especially, you know, when you're saying your kids, it's difficult for them because at school, you know, other little kids, they don't, you know, they're not very helpful with that. So I encourage families to be supportive of their children, and I encourage you know, helping children with their images of themselves. And also, if you're saying that it's more difficult for kids to accept themselves, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Well, this is what I've seen, that
mm-hmm.
kids are sometimes harder on themselves because they're out and peer pressure is all around and they really want to feel accepted. Right?
Right.
They want to be loved. They want to be accepted. They want to have friends. And I really appreciate what you touched upon, the family supporting each other, really being there for each other. It's so important that we really all support each other, even adults. Even, you know, sometimes kids make fun of their parents.
Right.
I know that my kids have in the past, but, you know, jokingly, but I really took it to heart, and it really hurt my feelings, even though they were joking. So let's all be kind to each other. I just want to, Desiree, touch upon what you said in the beginning. I didn't get that. Were you overweight when you started on this nutrition path, or you were just inspired from within?
Well, both. I wasn't overweight. I was maybe a little bit heavier than I am now, but I was also inspired by others and by helping my friends lose weight. I did lose about 15 pounds myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a considerable amount of weight, but I've kept it off for, you know, from that point on, I've kept it off. And so it's been, you know, easy for me to keep it off just because I eat what I like and I listen to my body's cravings rather than restrictive dieting. And I've seen that it's worked with, you know, the people around me and my friends and, you know, the people that I give nutritional consultations to.
Right. So you also have a private practice where you see one-on-one clients?
Yes.
You could tell us about that, and how long is it, and
Well, the initial consultation is about an hour long, and the follow-up consultations are about 20 minutes long. And what I do differently than most nutritionists is that I have food demonstrations. So I would ask you, what is your favorite food? And I would prepare it in a healthier way. And through that, I would, you know, teach how we can eat the foods that we want, but in a healthier manner.
I think that's beautiful that you demonstrate right there and then. It's all visual, it's taste, you're using all the senses. I think that's very mm-hmm. unique approach. And you're also a speaker. You do speaking engagements on nutrition?
Yes, I speak at various seminars and events, and I tend to speak about emotional eating and having a positive relationship with food, as well as basic nutrition. And my seminars are about maybe 30 minutes in length.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So all the listeners out there, if you're interested in learning more about healthy eating, our guest here, Desiree Miraharuni, is available for you to contact her. And you can see families as well?
Yes, I can. I speak to groups as well. I've had experience with healthcare partners. I was a teacher, so I taught teenagers and families actually about health and nutrition, so I can do family interventions.
Beautiful. Again, we're talking to our guest, our wonderful, inspiring young guest, Desiree Miraharuni, who's a nutritional coach. She's a speaker. She's also an author of Confessions of a Sexy Belly, and she has created and produced some CDs on healthy eating and positive relationship with food. I encourage you to visit her website, also www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. Desiree, so I want to know more about, which I'm sure we're all, you know, in conflict. As I go into Whole Foods, for example, here in Los Angeles, there's aisles of vitamins and minerals, and I'm standing there and I'm like, which one do I need right now? Which one is good for me right now? So I want to ask you, what nutritional supplements do you believe that everyone should take on a daily basis?
Well, on a daily basis for everybody, I recommend a multivitamin, a daily multivitamin, and also omega fish oil. Omega-3 fish oil. I believe that's important for everybody.
Why? Why fish oil?
Because it gives you energy. It's good for your heart. It's just very healthy for you. It prevents many chronic diseases, and it's just wonderful.
Does it make any difference if it's in a capsule or liquid?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Anything else?
And not for everybody, but for people who feel that they're lower in energy, I would recommend seeing if you need iron supplements,
mm-hmm.
going to a doctor and seeing if you would need iron supplements, and I would also recommend B-complex.
Okay. So you're recommending these items, and so when we're walking on the aisles of nutrition stores, how many different supplements are out there? Why are there so many different supplements and herbs out there? I know this is a very general question, but I'm kind of lost as I walk in there, and I'm like, what's all this about?
Well, all the supplements are out there for people who don't get those nutrients in their foods. So I prefer to get it from fruits and vegetables and fish and healthy foods. But, you know, nowadays many people like to have a quick fix, so they go for the vitamins and the different supplements to get it instead of going and actually eating the food.
Right. And do you think it's safe for people to just go and purchase supplement after supplement as you walk into their house and you see rows of, I'm not kidding because I've seen it, rows of vitamins and minerals on the counter and without any blood tests, without any coaching?
No, I don't recommend that. I recommend seeing a physician or a nutritionist for that, to see what vitamins that you would need, and I would recommend it as an aid to your, you know, healthy lifestyle. You know, many people, they eat whatever they want, meaning that they'll, without even thinking, without being aware, they'll just eat everything, and they won't eat healthy, and then they think that, okay, if I take vitamins and supplements, fine, you know, I'm healthy. But vitamins and minerals and supplements should be used as an aid, not as a replacement.
Right. I got it. Listeners, did you get that? Just powerful information, really. And it's I really believe that it's something that we struggle with, you know, day in and day out with the food and with supplements and our well-being. And now I want to touch upon, I want to go back because I'm not 100% clear, and maybe some of the listeners are not clear about, did you say intuitive eating? Did you mention something like that? I don't remember exactly
right.
What you said. Can you touch upon that? And how can someone intuitively know what is best for them? Because not everybody practices intuition. People are busy during the day. They have all sorts of errands, and they're working. They have children. They have family. They're not really attuned, Desiree, to their own bodies. What are some steps that people can take?
Well, nowadays we're all busy, as you're saying, with our lives. So I think that we should, you know, take a couple minutes and, you know, maybe even close our eyes and see, what does my body want right now? Not what is convenient, not what will, you know, give me an energy boost, you know, not, I see the sandwich right here, so this is what I'm just going to eat. But see what your body really wants, and respect your body and honor the craving that you have. So when I mean intuitive eating, mm-hmm. I mean listening to your body.
Listening to my body. Closing my eyes wherever I am, attuning myself to my body, and just simply asking myself, what does my body want? Right?
Right.
And so if my body says I want sex, what do I do? I just got to get that in there. You know why? Because your book is called Confessions of a Sexy Belly. I'm sorry. I just get silly sometimes. But okay, if it says I'm asking my body and my body says I want fruits and vegetables. I'm going in a different direction now. Just be patient with me. I want fruits and vegetables. But let's say I have some stomach digestive issues, Desiree, that mm-hmm. I'm not having a smooth transition of eating fruits and vegetables at this period of my life because something's happening to my digestive system. What do I do?
Well, you have to eat something that will, you know, soothe your stomach, and when you're ready to eat the fruits and vegetables, then you go ahead and eat the fruits and vegetables. It's different when you have a condition, you know,
right.
But if you're, you know, feeling okay and you're healthy, then that's when you're supposed to listen to your cravings.
Mm-hmm.
But if your body is saying fruits and vegetables, but you know that you're not going to be able to digest it well, or that it's going to, you know, cause you pain, then you should definitely steer away from eating that.
Right. I really appreciate you giving us all clarity on this, because it's so important to really be attuned to how we're feeling and what we're going through. You know, we tend to really look outside of ourselves so much of the time, depending on other people, that we lose sight of where we are, what condition we are in at this moment. And so how does healthy eating relate to disease, in your opinion? Physical disease specifically, I want to touch upon. For example, diabetes, lupus, IBS, and anything else that you want to touch upon?
Well, the way that we eat dictates our, you know, lifespan and, you know, the onset of chronic diseases. If we eat in a healthy manner, then it's going to prevent many diseases. For example, you know, for diabetes, if you regulate your sugar intake, it's going to be preventative in diabetes. For having a healthy heart, it's important to eat, you know, foods that are rich in whole grains or oatmeal and fish oil. So the way that we eat essentially dictates, you know, whether or not we're going to, you know, be faced with diseases or not. You know, there are a lot of diseases that are genetic, but there are many diseases that can be prevented through the way that we eat.
I see. It's so important for us to be attuned to what we eat. It's like over and over and over I'm getting this guidance from the universe coming to me of the importance of healthy eating. It's beautiful. I appreciate it.
I do want to make clear, though, that that doesn't mean that if I have a piece of cake today,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to, you know, God forbid, you know, get diabetes or cancer. It just means that if you eat something that's not good for your body, you know, that's high in sugar, all the time, constantly, then it's going to lead to chronic diseases.
Right, right. Thank you very much for clarifying this. I appreciate it. Now, I want to ask you, and so this is a society of coffee drinkers and tea, caffeine, caffeine, caffeine. I personally love tea. I wake up in the morning and I got to have my tea. But it's been a while that I've switched from regular tea to caffeine free. I just feel like I was drinking too much tea and actually my face was breaking out. And for the listeners out there, I know there's coffee and tea drinkers out there. What do you say about coffee and caffeine and, you know, our addiction as a society to caffeine?
Well, I'm a coffee and tea lover myself, and I am one to say that I wouldn't go against drinking coffee or tea or anything with caffeine in it. It goes back to moderation and having it in moderation, not having 8 cups a day, but if you love coffee, then have 1 cup a day and just try not to have huge amounts of caffeine intake. There are many other ways that you can boost your energy if that's what you're going for when you're having coffee or tea. But if you're having coffee or tea for the taste, then there are herbal teas and decaffeinated teas and coffees as well.
Right, right. And how about water? How many cups of water do you suggest that we drink daily?
Water is very crucial. I suggest drinking at least 8 cups of water, but it also depends on your height and weight and your exercise, how much you exercise and how active you are. But the reason that I am such an advocate of drinking water is not only that it's good for you, but a lot of times when we think we're hungry, we're in fact thirsty. So whenever you feel hungry, when you don't think that you're supposed to be hungry, maybe because you had just had something to eat an hour ago, try drinking some water and see if you're really hungry or if it was just, you know, thirst that made you think you're hungry.
That's beautiful information. Am I thirsty or am I hungry? Those are two other questions that we can ask ourselves. Very empowering, creating clarity within us. Am I hungry or am I thirsty? I need to write these things down because sometimes I collapse the two big time, big time. So taking this time to reintroduce our guest for all of our new listeners, she's wonderful, she's inspiring, she's really motivating and giving us wonderful, useful information in our daily lives. We're speaking to Desiree Mirharouni, who's a nutritional coach, speaker, author of Confessions of a Sexy Belly. Her website is www.confessionsofasexybelly.com, as well as www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. And she has created some audio CDs helping us having a positive relationship with food and for us to have a sexy belly. What do you mean by a sexy belly?
A sexy belly means loving your belly and feeling sexy with your body. And, you know, whatever you think is sexy.
Whatever I think. Listeners, whatever we think, not whatever society thinks that sexy belly is. Because we can easily misunderstand this, right, Desiree?
Right.
We can easily think that a sexy belly is a size 2 or a 4.
Right, but it's not.
Right? Without any stretch marks? Smooth, that's a sexy belly. But you're telling us a sexy belly is, say it again?
Feeling good with your belly and whatever sexy means to you yourself, not anybody else.
Feeling good and whatever it means to you. That's really empowering. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the vibration. I hope all of our listeners, that you're getting what she's saying. She continuously reminds us that we are in charge. It is our own belief about ourselves. It is our concepts of how we feel, what we look like, that we project outside of ourselves. So that's amazing. You know, I had a friend who continuously picked on how I looked, and I'm a size 4, you know. But continuously, because this person had issues with food himself, projected onto me, and it really, really, Desiree, affected me for a while until I woke up and I'm like, hey, you're a size 4. You're just fine the way you are. I mean, even if I'm a size 10 or a 16, which I have been when I was pregnant with both of my kids, I gained 50 pounds with one and 48 pounds with the other. It's really the way we feel and the concepts that we have about ourselves, right, Desiree?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So if I'm a size 4 and I still think that I don't look good and I don't feel good about myself and I don't love myself, you know, I'm just going to attract people that are going to project onto me what they perceive about food, and I'm just going to create turbulence within myself. This is amazing. As I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking it out, I'm becoming more and more aware of all of this, how fortunate we are that we have you to bring such awareness to us, because food is daily.
Yeah, it is, and it's all around us.
We wake up to food every day. We cannot escape from food. So, I want to ask you, how does exercise fit in with eating healthy and having a healthy diet?
It's very important to exercise. It not only speeds up our metabolism, but it leaves us feeling wonderful and gives us a lot of energy. But if you were to ask me, you know, if I exercise, is that the only important thing? I would say no. You know, exercise should go hand in hand with a healthy diet. Many of us have the misconception that if we exercise, then we can eat everything and anything.
Mm.
But that's not the truth. The truth is that we're going to exercise to feel great about ourselves, and we're going to eat healthy also to feel wonderful. So you have to have both the exercise and the diet.
Right. I appreciate that. You know, Desiree, and all the listeners, I've come to an understanding that exercise is very personal for each person. For example, if somebody tells me go into the gym and lift weights, to be honest, I don't feel good about that. I feel good about walking. You know, I feel good about dancing. These are the type of exercises that I really, really feel good about, and I'm motivated to doing it every day. So what is your opinion on the type of exercise that people can benefit from?
Well, I think that whatever works for you, whatever you're passionate about in terms of exercise, is what you should do. You're saying that you love to dance, and dancing is a wonderful form of exercise. You know, many people like to hike. Hiking is also wonderful. Doing yoga is very relaxing, and it's a wonderful form of exercise. There are so many different ways that we can exercise, that whatever makes you happy and whatever is, you know, fun for you is the exercise that you should be sticking to.
Right, I appreciate that. So there's pressure here. There is no pressure as to a certain type of exercise that has to be done because other people are doing it. Because I believe if one person is benefiting from, for example, weightlifting, that doesn't mean that the other person can benefit. It doesn't mean that I can use it or it's highly beneficial for me right now. This is where we go back to our intuitive sense. That I believe for me, for example, right now, walking 5 times a day, half an hour each day, is what I need right now, right?
Right.
It's really attuning to ourselves and seeing that at each moment in our life, we can benefit from some form of exercise and some form of support as we're doing right now, as we're experiencing with Desiree. We can't escape food. Food is all around. You know, food is the presence of God all around us. Let us embrace. I don't want to preach, but let us be one with it and feel good about food. So I want to ask you, so I have kids, and people out there, all of our listeners, some of you have kids, some of you don't, but some of you are aunts and uncles, and, you know, how can we teach our kids healthy eating if they're so used to, you know, the food in school, which is always not very healthy? You know, kids are eating chips, and they're bringing donuts, and they're bringing cookies and all of that, and the temptation for the kids is all around. What suggestion do you have for us as parents to support our kids to having a healthy relationship and creating new, empowering, positive habits?
Well, eating habits start from, you know, early on in your childhood. That's where we form our eating habits. So I would always say to, you know, the different families that I coach that it's important to have, you know, healthy foods around the house so that when the kids go to the kitchen or they go to the pantry, there are healthy foods, you know, surrounding them so that they don't become, you know, used to eating the, you know, high sugar foods. that are, you know, easier to find at the supermarket, or that, you know, have wonderful, nice pictures on it that are enticing. So first off, I would say surround yourselves and your kids with, you know, healthy foods, mm-hmm. and also be a role model. You know, don't tell your kids, okay, you have to have fruits and vegetables, and then you yourself, you know, have a bag of chips or, like, cookies and eat your, you know, eat that. So
that is so amusing. You're so right. I'm sorry. It just cracks me up, you know, because we can easily eat junk food and tell our kids not to, or we can easily drink soft drinks when we're at restaurants. And we can say, no, you can't, while we're right in front of their faces drinking the soft drinks. So tell us, what kind of healthy foods are you recommending for our pantries for the children, for us and our children?
Well, I believe that popcorn is a great treat. It's high in fiber. I'm not talking about, like, movie popcorn or high butter popcorn or high fat popcorn.
Good. I'm sorry. What kind of popcorn are you?
There are those 100-calorie popcorn, microwavable popcorn that you can get in the supermarket. So that's a great way of portion control as well. There are a lot of, nowadays, there's a lot of 100-calorie snack items.
Mm-hmm.
So that will teach you, like, portion control. But other than that, there's carrots and celery with peanut butter is a great snack. Confessions of a Sexy Belly actually features so many different healthy snack items. But beyond that, I would recommend having oatmeal. There's different flavored Quaker Oats oatmeals that are wonderful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is there something that you like that you would want me to provide you with a healthy alternative?
Oh, that's so hilarious. Actually, I'm thinking of my whole family. Because I'm going to be really authentic here. We're not all very healthy eaters. I'm going to be very authentic here. We all have different eating needs, food needs. You know, we eat at different times during the day. And it's a challenge for me in my life, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to direct. I'm working on directing specifically my daughter, who's 8 years old, into eating healthy. But it's, Desiree and the listeners, it's really a challenge. It's really a challenge because I take her to the supermarket and I ask her, you know, what do you like? And we go into the snack section. You know, that's where we go.
Well, the snack section, it's just a matter of being able to navigate the snack section. Like, if you want chips, there's baked chips, which taste just as great. It's just healthier. So if, you know, your child says, I want chips or I want cookies or I want, you know, cake or a fruit roll-up, there are nutritious versions of those.
Right. And we can find this in your book?
Yes.
The Nutritions. Again, Confessions of a Sexy Belly. Oh, wonderful, wonderful
insight. I also like to stress that you should try not to control your children in what they eat and rather let them be free and let them explore what their body is telling them that they want, because then when they're older, they won't have issues with eating. It'll be easier for them to be intuitive eaters.
Right, right. Actually, I'm not, I'm being authentic here. I'm not controlling them. I'm just guiding them, like, you know, and then we go into the produce section and we buy the carrots, the celery, but it just sits in the refrigerator, it rots, and then it goes into the trash. Some of the time, you know, I'm encouraging putting, you know, health in the lunch bag for my daughter, hoping that she will eat and she will not throw it away. I'm not really attached to that, but I would really like her at this age to create a healthy habit and relationship with food where she feels confident. And most importantly, she feels good about herself. Right?
Right.
And just being supportive and loving our children, loving ourselves, all of us, I really encourage all of us to let go of all of our judgments, big or small, you know, short or tall. Really, we are just beautiful inside, you know? We're really just beautiful inside. Don't you think, Desiree?
Of course.
We are all children of God, and God is magnificent. God does not know weight, does not know, you know, height, short, tall, fat, skinny. Beauty is inside and it's outside. And one thing that comes to me before we close, and I really appreciate you, I've heard some people say that during their weight loss program and changing their habits and eating and all that, they put pictures of like beautiful people, beautiful on the outside, thin people in their bathing suits, you know, in tight jeans, and they visually look at that picture every day, creating that vision for themselves, that being a motivation for themselves. What is your suggestion? What is your input on this?
Well, you know, for everybody, there's a different kind of motivation. I think that's focusing on the outside, and I think it's better to focus on inside and focusing on how will I feel when I eat healthy. And with that will come the weight loss. You know, the focus shouldn't be on the image, but more on, you know, being healthy.
It's always going inside.
Yes, always.
It's always, it seems like every question, almost like every question, it's the answer, the suggestion, the guidance is to go inside. I really appreciate that. So I just want to recap on some of the things that we've learned from you. You suggested that we ask ourselves, what does my body want, right?
Right.
When I'm feeling tired, when I'm feeling, right, emotional, what else?
Well, feeling emotional varies from feeling angry, upset, sad, lonely. So, you know, there's different kinds of emotions that we have. And another, you know, emotion might be being bored, or another trigger to eating is when we see food. You know, they call the seafood eater. We see food and we eat it. So
that's so funny. Seafood. that makes sense. Okay.
So, you know, having a positive relationship with food, the in the audio series, that audio guide gives the different solutions to a range of emotional eaters.
Again, for all of our listeners, can you recap on what are the three CDs that you have available? And are they available now, did you say?
So they'll be available on the website next month, February.
Fantastic. And the titles are?
It's the Healthful Belly audio series, and the titles are Confessions of a Sexy Belly, which goes hand-in-hand with the book Confessions of a Sexy Belly, Eat Your Way to Lose Your Weight Now, and Having a Positive Relationship with Food. Those are the three titles.
Beautiful. And for the listeners that may have joined in after we discussed the three CDs, these are not meditation CDs. These are informational, motivational CDs, correct?
Correct.
Yes, and can you please tell us again how the listeners can contact you?
They can contact me via email. My email is once again desireplus@aol.com. That's DESIREPLUSE, desireplus@aol.com.
Fantastic. Two other questions she taught us today is, am I hungry or am I thirsty, right?
Right.
Let's be attuned to ourselves. Ask. Go inside. Am I hungry or am I thirsty? What does my body want? Oh, thank you so much, Desiree. I really appreciate it. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah, there's so much.
But unfortunately, our time is almost up. But we know that we can always contact you, we can visit your website, and we can hire you for group sessions, right, family?
Yes, definitely.
And
I also do kitchen and pantry makeovers.
Oh, wow, you didn't tell us about it. Can you tell us briefly about that?
Yeah, briefly, that entails me coming over to your home and looking at your kitchen and seeing what foods are in your refrigerator and in your pantry. And based on that, I can guide you to healthy eating and choosing better products.
Oh, bless you. Bless you, bless you, Desiree. You have so much to offer to us. I really appreciate your presence. We'd love to have you back at a later date because we can learn so much about you. Food is in our life. It's part of our life. We can't escape it. We see it every day. We wake up to it, and I'm really grateful. Thank you for being with us, Desiree.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure, and I had a wonderful time.
Thank you, Desiree. I appreciate you. Again, Her website is www.confessionsofasexybelly.com as well as www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. Thank you, Desiree.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. Thank you very much for being present with us as we learn so much, as we united, as we gain awareness of our true selves, always going within and realizing our beauty, loving ourselves, as Desiree, you know, said also, she reminded us of accepting ourselves, that we are worthy and deserving of appreciating ourselves as who we are. The more we attune to ourselves, the more confidence that we gain. The more we attune to ourselves, the more we are aware of what is really highly beneficial for our mind, body, and soul. Now I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in and breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body and in your being with your intention. Yes, and breathe it out. Breathe out infinite love and give it to the whole world. Why? Because we are all one. And don't forget to visit my healing practice website, www.spiritualityinsideandout.com, as well as you can download free guided meditations and insights by visiting www.infiniteloveradio.com. As always, I am available for you to email me with any comments, suggestions, and questions. You can email me to michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com or infinitelove.radio@yahoo.com. Again, with gratitude and appreciation for you being present with us, we appreciate you, we love you, we bless you. I'm Michelle Morovati. Until next week, trust yourself. Thank you. Good day.